The Lebanese army has shelled militant positions on the outskirts of the northern town of Arsal near the Syrian border. A correspondent in Lebanon says the army used heavy artillery to pound the area where the militants are present. The Lebanese armed forces have also shut two main roads leading to the volatile area. Days ago, Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front militants killed an abducted Lebanese soldier. They're also holding hostage more than two dozen members of the Lebanese security forces. The current military cooperation, or operation I should say, is believed to be aimed at securing the release of the kidnapped security forces. A Beirut correspondent, Ali Riz, says the Lebanese army is likely to intensify the operation to secure the release of captive armed forces in the coming days.
This is connected to the slaughtering or the beheading of one of the Lebanese army soldiers who was held captive by the Takfiri militants in Syria. There appears to be now a different, or this could be the beginning of a different approach by the Lebanese state. Just yesterday, or just recently, over the past few days, Qatar announced that it had ended its mediation to secure the release of the captive soldiers, because previously, up until recent days, the reliance of the Lebanese government was on Qatari mediation. These efforts proved to be fruitless, and it was after these developments that we saw now the Lebanese army intensifying its measures. So the question then becomes, has the Lebanese government decided to pursue a different approach when it comes to securing the release of these soldiers? Is there, for example, an attempt now to force them to release, or to begin maybe to prepare for some kind of a commandos operation?